Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Ed Show, not the Ted Show. It's the Sit Back, Relax in Your Bed Show. It's the Ed Show. Come on to the Ed Show. You can talk to Ed on the Ed Show. Hey, everybody. It's your friend. Thursday night, April number 9 on year 2009. I'm eating some pizza right now. Lady be cooking for us, made some homemade pizza. She made a pizza from scratch, they call it. Where she, number 19, man, what you doing, watching a TV show or something?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm watching the hockey game. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ, man. You got to turn that down so we can... We don't want to hear no hockey, man. That's your show last night. We don't want to hear that.
Yeah, hockey, sorry about that, Ed. I'm sorry. That's very unprofessional.
Man, don't let that happen again.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm eating.
Yeah, please, by all means, continue eating.
I got to keep my strength up. But, they made us a pizza. Got sausage, pepperonis, green peppers, onions, mushrooms, cheese, pizza sauce, and crust all mixed together, and it makes a pizza. And I wash it down with a Coca-Cola Classic, 12 FLOZ, whatever that means.
Fluid ounces, the 12.
Yeah, something like that. But we on for an hour tonight. Next week, we're going to be on an hour and a half, so tell all your friends. I guess I better tell number 19, too.
Yeah, next week, hour and a half.
Yeah. I just came up with that just right now.
Yeah, I know.
So, good Lord. Our first topic tonight, we're going to talk about this golf thing with the Masters. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, y'all. This guy, Tiger Woods, man. Everybody's savior. I heard they was picketing about Tiger Woods don't do enough for black people. What you think about that, number 19?
I really have no opinion of that yet. I mean, I really don't care for golf. I don't know much about the Tiger Woods.
There's golf really in a sport. It's pretty much an activity.
I agree with you.
But, But, thing about golf, Tiger Woods, man, he put golf on the map, man. Talking about he don't do enough for minorities and golf and all this. Well, you know what? He got them watching it. Didn't he?
Sure, yeah.
That's all he has to do. It's up to them to pick up the club and start playing. He can't pay for everybody to start playing golf. Nope, he can't.
Yeah, have you ever played golf?
Nope, don't like it.
So Tiger Woods never inspired you to pick up a club?
One time I played one round of golf at a golf course on the campus of Indiana University. Probably about 10 years ago. Man. And, played 18 holes, man.
Oh.
And I hit 123 was my score.
That's pretty good, right?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't think that's very good, but I don't know.
But who knows, man? Who knows? I knew I should have bet the Bulls. They're beating the 76ers tonight. Up by 10 points. But I think Tiger Woods has done enough. He's giving kids hopes and dreams that they can play golf. So, hey, man, he ain't got to give no money. Leave Tiger Woods alone, man. Leave him alone. He don't need to be doing nothing. And golf, look at this, Gary Player. This is what I'm saying. I'm looking at this thing right now, PGA Tour. This is why golf's not a sport. You got a 73-year-old guy in the same field as Tiger Woods. Come on, man, that's crazy. Jim Palmer can't even pitch now, and he's not even 73. Nolan Ryan can't pitch anymore. Jim Brown can't run a football. Those things are sports. Golf is a leisure activity, and it's a skill like pool. That's what I say.
That's right.
Yep. I'm almost done with my pizza.
Yeah. How's that pizza going, Ed?
Yep. Eating the crust now. Crunchy.
Yeah,
now.
I don't think enough radio hosts eat pizza during their show. I think it really adds to the program.
I don't know if they do or not. The Dave called me today. I talked on his show.
Your buddy Dave Damashek, 710 ESPN.
Yeah. He's always full of crap, so you never know about him.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. What did you guys talk about?
I tried to tell him I had some new songs. Told him I went down to Dick Banks' house. He said he doesn't believe me. He doesn't think I even know the Dick Banks now. And I'm like, wait a minute. And he always acts like he's never met me.
I know. What's going on?
Does this guy got a brain malfunction or what, man? You know, I guess I'm not too memorable of a guy.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe.
I don't know. Maybe probably next week Uncle Remus will say he never met me.
Well, maybe it's because he actually did hear the show last week, and he heard Dick Banks say that you were a better singer than Dave, and maybe that hurt Dave's feelings, so he didn't want to admit that he...
That guy is the most sensitive, crybabyest thing I've ever seen in my life, man.
Oh, yeah?
That's probably what happened. I don't know. What are you doing, man? You got the TV on again.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. Listen, we're going to give our baseball preview now. A lot of people on the message board probably seen my baseball predictions, and they cry about it. Oh, Ed, that's not true. That can't be possible. But it is possible. Anything's possible. Last year, I picked Tampa Bay to win the American League. Sure enough, they did it. Everybody was like, Ed, are you a retarded or what? I said, no, I'm not a retarded. Well, they went to the World Series. I didn't have the Phillies. I had the Padres, but that was a bad choice.
So you had Tampa Bay going to the World Series last year.
I had Padres. Actually, because usually I pick two teams every year from each division that I think got a chance.
Uh-huh.
Last year, I had Padres and Cubs in the National League and the Rays and the Blue Jays in the American League.
The Blue Jays?
Yeah. Yep. So this year, a little bit different story. But, I don't know, let me look on here and see who I got picked up. Man, my son got all his kids and stuff over here tonight.
Uh-huh.
And they're playing with the baby. Hey, man, I'm on a radio show. You guys got to shut your mouth, okay? Let me come over there with a stick. Let me find a stick. Who wants to get poked in the eye with a stick? Huh? Who wants to get poked right in the eye with a stick? Do you?
No.
He does? I'll poke him right in the eye with a stick. It don't matter. Man. He got kids and neighbors and all kinds of stuff coming over here, man. I'm like, come on now. I got important stuff to do. They over there in my game room. I said, somebody done took off one of the baseball men and tore him up.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, man. Kid owes me $45 for that one. The kid did it. But that's what happened. Well, let me get to my predictions, man. I'm slacking here. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's hear them.
Let me go to this Damashek message board because I had them wrote down. I remember them all.
Yeah, that's Damashek.com.
Yeah, I wrote Ed's baseball predictions. A lot of people commented. Okay, we're going to start with the National League East. I picked the Nationals to come in last. I'll start from the top to bottom. I ain't going to do bottom to top. That's different.
Okay.
First place I got the Mets. That bullpen looks super duper good, man. These kids, god dang it. Okay, the Mets gonna be in first place. The Phillies in second. The Braves in third. Marlins in fourth. Nationals in fifth.
What about the Marlins in fourth? They look like a really good team. Good lineup.
Jesus Christ, they played the Nationals. Come on now, calm down. Jesus Christ.
So you think that's all fake? That's not real?
Yeah, of course, man. One series don't make a season. We got 162 games.
Hanley Ramirez. You're not scared of Hanley Ramirez?
He's a good guy, man. All
right.
He's good. National League Central. I got the Cubs in first, Reds in second, Cardinals, Brewers, Astros, then the Pirates. I would love to put the Pirates a little bit higher, but I don't smoke dope. So I can't do that. So the National League West, I got the Dodgers, the Giants, the Diamondbacks, the Rockies, then the Padres.
Huh. Sounds about right. Yep.
American League East, they got the Red Sox, which I hate that team with a passion.
Why do you hate the Red Sox?
I just hate Boston and Massachusetts and Rhode Island and Pawtucket and Connecticut and all that nonsense.
That's a bunch
of pompous punks, man. They think they all know everything. And you know what? They're all living off those goddamn old-time Kennedy people, man. Them's the only famous people to come from them parts. And everybody think they blue bloods and all that junk. Man, all them people couldn't survive in no other part of the country except for that part.
You may have a point
there,
Dia.
I know it. Second place, Tampa Bay Rays.
Ooh, second place. Right.
Third place, Toronto Blue Jays.
Ooh.
Fourth place, New York Yankees.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
Those New Yorkers, man, they all think that the Yankees are so great. Listen, the Yankees are falling down the same path they did in the 80s when they bought all these players. It does not work, man. They bought Dave Winfield, Ricky Henderson, Andy Hawkins. I mean, they had everybody, man. Anybody you could imagine played for the Yankees in the 80s. The Yankees didn't win nothing. You got to do it through your farm system, and you don't need to get all these high-priced kids, man. You don't need them. Fifth place is going to be Baltimore Orioles. Baltimore, that Peter Angelos, I wish he'd just sell that team, man. You know, bring Earl Weaver back. Do something. You know? The AL West. I picked the Oakland A's to win it.
Huh.
Yeah. And they actually won the first 2 out of 3 from the Angels on the road. But you can't get excited after one series. If I can't get excited about the Marlins, can't get excited about the A's yet. I got Angels second, Rangers third, Mariners fourth. Those Rangers they swept the Indians. They put up a lot of runs.
Yeah, I like the looks of the Rangers as well. They have another lineup that can really hit, you know?
They always got a lineup that can hit, but they don't never got nothing that can pitch.
Yeah.
So the AL Central, I picked the Royals to win it, and they have proved my point so far, winning 2 out of 3 from the White Sox. I picked the Tigers to come in second, even though they got off to a shaky start against the Blue Jays. White Sox, I picked to come in third. The Indians, I picked to come in fourth. And the Twins, a lot of people picked the Twins to win that division. I think the Twins are the weakest of that division.
Hmm. Yeah, all those teams are pretty close, you know. Oh,
yeah?
Here comes the baby again.
Yeah, I heard him. He's at the door. Get away! Hold on, man. Let me go tell this baby. Listen. What do you want? You don't got to tell me nothing. Hey, somebody's got to come get this baby. No. Take him. Go with your cousin. Good Lord. Whatever he is, I don't know.
How's the baby doing?
Brother, nephew? I don't know. This kid's driving me nuts. Every time, give me candy, give me cookies, give me $42. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man.
Well, yeah, it's not because you have the Spider-Man nightlight again, is it?
It's in here in my room.
Oh, well, maybe that's the problem.
Nah, that's mine.
Oh, okay.
Now, listen. I got you hear that, baby?
Yeah, I can hear the baby.
I'm about to beat this baby with a stick. Now, listen. There's going to be I'm going to pick 2 teams from each league. Okay, so the National League, my 2 teams, the Dodgers and the Mets. One of those two teams will go to the World Series.
Okay.
In the American League, the Royals or the A's?
Royals or the A's? Yeah, I like that Royals pick.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. I know it. But what else we got going on, man? Anybody call yet?
No, the phone lines are open, 646-716-7522. Now, Ed, what is it that you like about the Royals?
Their uniform.
Oh, all right. Well, as long as you put thought into the pick, and it wasn't, you know.
I've always liked the Royals, man. I got a Bo Jackson jersey, light blue, powder blue.
Yeah.
I like powder blue, man. I got a suit powder blue, too.
So it's not like you really like their starting rotation or, you know, you think
No, I like that.
Alex
I picked Gil Mesh to win the Cy Young in the American League.
Wow, now that's a bold pick. You don't hear many Gil Mesh for Cy Young predictions this year.
Well, that's who I picked.
Yeah.
And I think they got that other kid, man.
Zach Greinke?
Yeah, Zach Greinke. Yep.
Yeah. Cal Davies, their number three starter. He had a good game today.
They got a good team, man. Their relievers ain't bad.
Joaquin Soria, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy, man. He's a good closer. So that's what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. That Kansas City pick, that might be nice. We'll see. Because that whole division's pretty average, so they might be able to do something.
I bet him. I finally bet him today. I got him 75-1 to win the American League, and I got him 150-1 to win the World Series. I put $20 on each of those.
Yeah, that'll pay off nicely.
Yeah, I know it. I know it.
Hey, Ed, did you have any bets today? Do you have any parlays? I don't think we posted.
Yeah, I did. I actually I hit my three-team parlay today. I had $20 on it, and I won $146 on it. I had I took the Mariners. They was a plus 123. I took the over on the Yankee game and the under on the Red Sox game. Parlayed those three teams and hit it. But yesterday, I missed my bets. I lost yesterday on my bets. Yeah, and I would have hit one of my picks, like, for $1,800, except the Angels, for some unknown reason, takes this kid out after pitching six innings of shutout baseball. They're up 3-0, take this kid out, and they end up losing 6-4, and then the kid dies in a car wreck.
Yeah, it's very sad. Yeah.
Real sad, because I watched that game, and I thought, man, this kid's a good ball player, man.
Yep.
Man, it's just crazy. I felt bad, man.
Yeah, way to bring the show down, Ed. Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry, everybody. Don't cry. But anybody call yet?
No, no one's called.
Man, I don't think people know we're on tonight, man.
Yeah,
forget it.
Probably not. 646-716-7522.
That one guy always gets on the Facebook, High Plains Grifter.
Uh-huh.
Always talking about, listen to the Ed Show. Listen to the Ed Show.
Well, that's what we like to hear, because you always tell the people, the Ed, if you just tell one of your friends about the Ed Show, and they tell one of their friends.
But they don't do it, because we're still stuck about 4,000 or 5,000 listeners, man, that's it.
Yeah, about 5,500 listeners, I think, every time. And
Can we get it up? I mean, shoot, you guys acting like we only got like 250 listeners. I'm like, come on, man, let's do something.
Let's go. Make it big.
I'm trying to get to 10,000 listeners. Because once I do that, then I can get Pizza Hut to sponsor the show, and then everybody will get free pizza. But now you guys don't want no pizza, I guess.
I guess not.
Y'all don't want that Panoramas. It's 40% bigger than their large pan pizza.
Yeah.
With that commercial, only $10. Commercial's on right now. I'm watching it. Yep, that's what it's saying.
Now, what is your favorite pizza place, Ed? Where do you like to get your pizza from?
My favorite pizza place is a place in Bloomington, Indiana, man.
Oh, yeah?
Cafe Pizzeria.
Cafe Pizzeria. And what do you like to get on your pizza, Ed? What's your favorite topping of choice?
From Cafe Pizzeria, I like the sausage they got there, man. They crumble it up and crumble it up. I've never seen this much sausage on a pizza before. It looked like hamburger, but it's sausage crumbled up.
Huh.
I've never seen a place make their pizza like this place either. I wonder if they're on the internet, man. I got this internet right here.
Yeah,
let me,
type them up.
Put that on that Google thing. And let's see if they got Cafe Pizzeria.
I like that you're on the computer now, Dad. You're becoming very internet savvy since we've
man,
been hanging
computer.
Out. Yeah.
They didn't have computers when I was a kid.
Yeah, you have your own website, the Ad Super Deluxe website we should remind everybody about.
I do?
Yeah, and you're on the Spacebook. People can find you on the Spacebook.
You can order pizza online. I don't think they will.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll deliver
it. Yeah. Look at this. You can get a 12-inch pizza, a pizzeria supreme. This is what I just had tonight. Pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper is only $12.95 for a 10-inch pizza. And these guys don't slouch on the toppings, man. These guys give you the real goddamn deal on this, man. It ain't no joke. They don't even got a picture of their pizza. I wish it says free delivery, though.
Oh, call them.
Hmm.
Maybe they'll deliver to Las Vegas.
Wonder what their range is. I don't know. Minimum 10. Oh, something's called campusfood.com. I don't know. You guys go check it out, man. Half a pound of French fries is $1.95. Seasoned fries. Now, see, I ain't too fond of seasoned fries. Is you?
Well, yeah, you know, I don't eat French fries, but.
Man, that ain't no meat, man. You got to eat.
Yeah.
They got steak. Oh, they got steak fries, though. I like that. That's a half pound for $2.35.
Yep. What do you like on your French fries? Yeah, just ketchup and salt? Is that it?
Just salt. I don't like ketchup.
What about barbecue sauce? Do you ever put barbecue sauce on the French fries?
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce, yeah.
I dip it in hot sauce, but then that made me go to the bathroom after that.
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't had to go to the bathroom yet after eating the pizza.
Yeah, I know. This one, well, I took one of my pills, too, so that kind of makes me not use the bathroom.
Oh, well, that's good. Hey, Vieta, I think we have a caller, if you'd like to talk to someone.
All right, put him on.
I think you'll recognize this. I think it's our buddy Little Jay.
Jesus Christ.
Lil Jay, is that you?
Geez, Ed, you could be a little more psyched.
Hey, Lil Jay, what's going on, man?
Jesus Christ, man.
Huh?
I'm sorry, I'm eating some chicken.
Yeah. Well, this is the
show
yeah, for
I just got through. I just got through eating some pizza. Wish
did
I did have.
Did you tell everybody
chicken.
About those girls?
No, I didn't. What happened? What do you mean?
When I called you earlier today, you said that you had two girls in your bed last night, and one was still in your bed when I had talked to you.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that true, Ed?
Yeah, I had two girls last night.
Wait a minute. You had two girls in your bed last night.
No, he said, wow, they really wore me out.
Wait a minute, Ed. I have a hard time believing this.
I did, too.
Well, it's true. I mean, they came like, listen, I told you I got my regular girlfriend, and I had this other girl. Well, I met them together, and they pretty much have hit it off as friends, man, and we're all kind of like friends now. So everything's kind of worked out. They've only spent the night like four times, both of them at the same time.
Oh, but, is that all? Just four times?
Yeah. Sure. But last night was like a super deluxe time, man.
Wait a minute. Now, how old are these ladies, Dad? Isn't the one,
One of them's 30-something, and one of them's 20-something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I hope I'm pulling two chicks at a time when I'm 55.
And then Little Jay kept saying, how much did you have to pay? How much did you have to pay? I had to say nothing.
We've got to be missing something about this story. We need more details, Dad.
He said, shut up, listen. And then, like, I heard someone in the background. He goes, see, that's her. I don't know, it sounded an awful lot like Franklin.
He kept saying it was Franklin. No. Then I said, nah, listen. And she said, leave me alone, Ed, I'm tired. And he heard that.
Little Jay, is that true?
What's
tell
that?
The truth, Little Jay.
Is that true, Little Jay? Did you hear that?
I heard someone. It was really, I don't know, I couldn't really hear who it was.
Ed, you weren't just pulling a joke, were you? It wasn't Frank.
No. That's what I tried to tell him.
They really wore him out.
I was tired, man. I missed, because you know I got that new job, too. I got to tell everybody about my new job. I was an hour late for my new job today, too.
Yeah, that's right. But before we get into the new job, I want to hear, now what are these ladies' names? Is the one, your girlfriend Lisa, is that her name, right?
Yeah, man, I don't want to be telling all the names, man.
Oh,
people
okay.
be trying to steal them from me.
All right.
Oh, man. Huh. We just call them girl, I don't know, girl something and girl something else. I don't know.
Hey, one of them wasn't named Scarlet, was she?
Uh-uh.
All right.
Why?
I was worried. Remember our buddy Joyless Joey? He had the two ladies the one time, and one of them was named Scarlet.
She left Joyless Joe for Ed.
I know. I think that might be what's going on here.
No, these girls was wild, man. I sat back and let them do their thing for a minute. I just watched.
Hey, Ed, it's a family show. Please, it's a family show. Be careful.
But, I mean, I was like, Jesus Christ. Oh, man, Look, I had to take two of my pills so my back wouldn't hurt.
I don't. Yeah, something still doesn't seem right about this. But all right, so you were late for work this morning, then, the Ed, because you were so worn out.
Yeah, I was an hour late.
And tell the people what your new job is.
I got a job walking dogs. I'm a dog walker. They give me $7 a dog.
$7
a
dog.
Yeah, yesterday I walked two dogs, and today I walked five dogs.
Five dogs?
Why does it say now? I'm now in the host queue? What is that?
Yeah, that's blog talk being blog talk. They're just silly.
The Ed says he's gonna set it up so that he can hook all the dogs up to his belt and wear some roller skates.
Yeah.
Well, that's what little Jay told me to do, because I hook them to my belt loop right now because they got these strings that are on the dog's neck.
Uh-huh.
And then I pull them. I hold on to the strings.
Well, I think they're called leashes, the leashes, I think is the technical
yeah.
term.
Leashes, yeah.
Leashes, leashes. Yeah.
And
they're not really strings.
They got
yeah.
little clips on. They got little clips on the end of them strings, and
uh-huh,
I just clip them right on my belt loop. And I could still talk on my phone and do all the other stuff while I'm just walking. These dogs, they started galloping today like horses, though. I was like, hold on. I was like, hold on, Lassie, hold on, man. The thing got a little wild today.
So you had five dogs tied to your belt loop today.
No, three. I had three on one trip and two on another trip.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, five tied to your, that could be a little risky there.
No, I don't think I could walk five dogs at a time.
Yeah, I know. That'd be rough.
Yeah, so... I don't know, man. There's a lady. She said she's got over 50 dogs that she walks every single day.
Huh. You may have stumbled into something
good.
Yeah.
Huh?
Now she's got you to help.
Yeah, I know, because she got one other kid to help, too, but that kid ain't working out, she said.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you what else Ed told me today. He said, all right, little Jay, listen. What we're going to do is I'm going to take a couple of the dogs, and he wanted me to dress up like a robber and steal the dogs and then
oh,
hold
no.
them up. We'd put a ransom
no,
on
please,
them and we'd put the monies.
Yeah, no, that's not good, the Ed. You can't be doing that.
I never said that. I ain't say nothing like that, man.
That's what you told me. You said it would work out perfectly.
You know what? It might not be a bad idea, but I'm just saying I never came up with that idea. Because
right.
I bet you these people would pay. I mean... Shoot, they pay a lot of money to get the dogs walked. I mean, dang. I mean, I don't know what that lady's charging. My cut's $7, so I'm sure she's getting at least $8 a dog.
Now, Ed, we talked about this last night on the show. You were kind enough to call our fake radio show, the LCS Hockey one, and I asked you if you were picking up after the dogs, and you said, no, not really.
Oh,
not. Yeah,
because she gave me this bag. I guess it's a doggy bag.
Well, yeah,
and,
word for it.
But you don't put food in this doggy bag.
No, not at all.
You're supposed to put their business in it. And when I'm talking about business, I'm talking about going to the bathroom.
That's right.
So the lady told me, she goes, when the dogs use the bathroom, you pick it up. She gave me these little plastic gloves to wear.
Uh-huh.
And you're supposed to pick it up with your hand and put it in a bag. She didn't give me a spoon or nothing.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you want a spoon, really. I don't know if that would help.
Well, I don't know. So you're supposed to pick it up? Man, I said, forget that part. I ain't doing that. I'll take a dollar less a dog. I don't care.
Well, you're not supposed to pick it up. Yeah, you were wearing gloves, right? You said she gave you gloves?
Yeah, she gave me like 6 sets of gloves, man.
Yeah.
They're plastic. They got the, you know, like the doctors wear.
Yeah, yet you still want to pick up the dog excrement.
I don't want to pick it up.
I think you have to. Isn't it like a law?
Ain't no cops stop me yet.
All right, well, be careful.
Little Jay hung up?
No,
no, Little Jay's still there.
Oh, I didn't know it. So, yeah, man, I'm doing that. And I'm supposed to tomorrow, she said, I got the same 5 dogs again tomorrow. And this is a 7-day-a-week thing, man. I can do it. I guess dogs need to be walked every day.
Yeah, you'll be making some pretty nice money if you do 5 dogs a day, you know.
A big commitment.
Yeah.
Well,
is.
I'm hoping to get more than that. I told her I'll walk all 50 of them.
Oh, that would be nice.
Because it gets me exercise, too.
I would imagine it would, yeah.
I mean, because 20 minutes, and I walk 3 dogs at a time, 20 minutes each round. 3 divided by 50 times 7.2, divide that by 46 and a half plus 4. What is that?
I think 12.
So I need 12 minutes to do it all.
That's right.
Now, Ed, do you got the choker collars on these things?
No, I didn't choke no dogs, no. No.
But they got these special collars that have, like, spikes. You ever seen them?
Uh-uh.
It's to really keep the dogs in line. I think you should invest in some.
I'm not paying nothing, man. Them dogs come with their own strings and all the stuff like that already hooked on them.
Yeah, I'm just scared that one time one of these big ones is going to run you down or drag you down the street or something.
I tell them, I say, come here, puppy. Come here, puppy. Come here, puppy.
Now, yeah, do you know the dogs' names? Do you get do you become friends with these dogs, or do you just keep it strictly business? You don't even.
No, they don't got no name tags on them.
Okay.
They didn't tell me their names. They don't really talk much.
I thought you said one of them's name was Rufus.
No, I don't think so. It could be. I mean, it sounds like a dog name. I don't know.
Yeah, it does sound like a dog name a little bit.
I'll call him and ask him and see if he answers to it. Who knows, man?
Yeah,
you
know? That'd be nice.
One dog looked like Lassie, so I said, hey, Lassie. And the dog looked at me, so it could be his name. I don't know. But, yeah, so I got the same 5 dogs tomorrow. That's Friday, Saturday, then Sunday, then we got Monday, then we got Tuesday, then we got Wednesday, then we got Thursday, then we got Friday, then we got Saturday, then we got Sunday, then we got Monday, then we got Tuesday,
right.
Then we got Wednesday, then we got Thursday, then we got Friday.
The Ed is very
days
familiar
keep,
with the calendar.
Days just keep rolling and rolling and rolling. And so I'll be doing it every day.
Hey,
I wonder, but Sunday's Easter. I'm going to tell her I need to get extra pay on Easter.
Yeah, you should get time and a half at least.
Yep, double time.
Yeah, I know. Maybe she'll give me, I don't know, I'm going to ask her, I need more than 5 dogs a day.
Well, maybe for Easter, you could walk some rabbits. What do you think?
I don't know. Probably. They just hop.
Yeah.
So
I'm supposed to take the baby tomorrow to go take a picture with the Easter Bunny.
Oh, why don't you get your picture taken with the Easter Bunny while you're there, too? That'd be nice.
I'm too big to sit on his lap, probably.
Oh.
Maybe I'll shake his hand and take a picture of him.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, that'd be nice. Because I'm sure a lot of people would like to see that, you and the Easter Bunny picture taken. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I mean, man, sometimes I want to dress up like the Easter Bunny, like in my neighborhood, and just sit out front of my house and have kids take pictures with me. Because they charge a lot of money for that stuff.
Yeah, it seems like an easy way to make a buck.
I know. Where do you get an Easter Bunny get up at?
There's probably a costume store around there, but hey, yeah, that's not a bad idea for your dog walking business. If you'd become the dog walker who wears costumes. Like for Easter, you could wear a bunny costume, you know, and you could dress up like Santa Claus in December and stuff, and that'd be a nice idea. Or maybe you just dress up like Zorro one time and walk the dogs. What do you think?
A costume dog walker. I had to charge extra for that.
Exactly, but they'd be willing to pay it because they're getting extra service for their money.
Yeah.
thought about writing a book about being a dog walker.
Oh, really? You've only been doing it for like 2 days, so do you really have enough information to write a book about it?
Well, there ain't much to it.
Huh. Well, you got the strings, you got the dogs. Yeah,
it might just be a pamphlet. It might not be a book.
Yeah, start out with a pamphlet and maybe work your way up to a book. That's a good idea.
I'd love to read that pamphlet, Ed.
Because really, what's all there? You got the dogs, you got the strings, and you got the plastic bags and the gloves, and you don't pick up their their business. So really, it seems like an easy
job. I know, because today when I was walking them today,
uh-huh.
We walked by the convenience store where Franklin always get his beer. And
yeah.
So I went inside the convenience store, and I tied them dogs up next to the phone booth. And then I got my drink and come back and got them.
Okay. Is there more to that story? Or?
No.
Okay.
No, I just tied them up there and said, hey, dogs, I'll be right back.
Well, all right. I guess that's walking them. Yeah, why don't you just walk to your house, tie them up outside your house, and just sit there for like an hour?
No, it's only 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I walk up by the store, and then I bring them back home. I get $7 a dog.
Yeah, I heard that. Pretty good.
But that lady only gave me $23 today.
Well, then, yeah, you got rooked a little bit there, buddy.
Maybe she's taking out taxes.
Five dogs, seven. That's $35, Ed.
Yeah.
What is she doing?
It's a lot of taxes. I don't know. She
$23 a day.
Yeah,
huh?
She might be taking advantage of you, Ed.
Yeah, you must be in one of those higher tax brackets.
Yeah.
Well, she gave me, you know what? Here's what I think. Because she gave me $4 or $5 bills and $3 $1 bills. I think she thought she gave me all fives.
That's a convenient excuse, yes. Maybe she'll try and use that. But I wouldn't let her get away with that if I were you, the Ed. You need to go in there and say, hey, you owe me. Because
the first day, she gave me $12, and she got $7 times $2. I got $12 for that, so I was all right.
Well, see, that's wrong, the Ed. You should have gotten $14.
So far, she's ripped you off for $14.
Yeah. She owes you $14, my friend.
Ed, this isn't the best way to start a new job either. You got to lay down the law.
Well, she pays me when I'm done. She goes, here's your money. She puts it in an envelope and hands it to me.
Well, you need to count that money before you leave. Open up that
it's
envelope.
Cash. It's
money.
Cash money, though.
Yeah, but it's not as much cash
money. It ain't a check.
As...
It ain't a check.
But it's still not as much cash money as you're supposed to be getting.
Jesus Christ, are you kidding me?
Yeah, she's like cheating you some money there at the end.
All right, hold on. I got to write this down, man. This lady cheated me. God damn it.
Yeah, good thing you're here, little Jay, because otherwise we never
would
have got the money.
Okay, the first day, she gave me $12,
uh-huh.
And I walked two dogs. How much money was I supposed to get?
14.
Yeah, $14. One.
So she owes me $3, right?
Well, $2.
Two.
$2. She owes me $2. All in, I want dollar bills. I don't want quarters. I'm going to tell her that, too.
Yeah, stipulate that up front.
Dollars? Hold on, no quarters.
Yeah, maybe you could call her up on the phone and we could record it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll hear you.
I want to see this lady face to face, man.
Yeah, it's probably you. You're probably right.
Yeah.
Woman you got to deal with face to face.
Because I might have to smack her one good time and make her give me my cash.
I forget how professional you are with your dog walking.
I know. This is a real deal, man. This ain't no fake stuff, man. This is some real stuff.
Yeah,
man.
I told Ed, I was like, you could probably just put them all in your backyard. He said, one, he didn't want all the business in his backyard. And two, when Ed tells you he's going to do something, he's going to do it. So, yeah, you don't want
to. That's commendable to Ed. That's good to hear.
Put him in somebody else's yard for now.
Yeah, you could put him in the neighborhood.
I walked five puppies. $35 I was supposed to get, and she gave me $23, so that's $58. She owes me $58.
No, that's $12. That's $12.
No, 35 plus 23 is 58.
Well, no, she gave you 23. She was supposed to give you 35, so you subtract 23 from 35. She owes you $12.
Oh, put the minus sign. I put the plus sign.
Yeah, that's what happened there.
Plus sign, plus sign. No, minus sign, minus sign.
It's an easy mistake. It's understandable.
The 5 minus the 3 is a 2. Scratch that line out.
Uh-huh.
3 minus the 2 is a 1. Carry that down. Circle it. What? So, $12 plus, I forgot to add the $2. I almost forgot the other $2. So, $12.
Right.
And a plus sign of 2 and a line underneath. 2 and a 2 is a 4. Cross that out. Go down here. 1. There's nothing in that row. So a 1 and a 0 is a 1. Put a dollar sign in front of circle it. $14. That's what she owes me.
$14.
She better have it in cash, too, man. I ain't playing this junk. I can't believe that lady, man.
Yeah, you got to be careful, Ed.
What kind of nonsense is she pulling?
I don't know. That dog walking, it's dirty business.
Next week we're going to hour and a half, Lil J.
What's that?
Huh?
What'd you say?
We're gonna be
an hour
and a half next week.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll talk more because we're gonna have like a lot of calls and stuff to play and all kinds of other stuff, man.
Yeah,
you guys
have had a whole lot of other stuff going on now, too, so I think it'll work a lot better rather than an hour and a half with just callers.
I don't know, man. Who knows what's going to happen after
this
time?
You'll have a couple of songs, perhaps a couple, you know, job interviews, perhaps you straighten things out with Dog Walk Lady.
Yeah.
And then you'll have your callers for, like, the last 45 minutes or so.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to play, so...
I know. Hey, listen, we got this thing, too. We got Ed's gambling competition.
Yeah.
Because, you know, me and Lil J, we had it out, man, 100 games, you know.
Yep.
I beat the hell out that kid, too, in a 100-game season. but now a lot of other people came out of the woodwork like, oh, Ed, you're fake, show winning butt and all this stuff, and you George Jefferson look-alike and all this junk like that. People were saying,
yeah, do you look like George Jefferson, or is that just like...
No.
All right, yeah, I didn't think so. But...
He got more hair than me.
Oh, yeah, you're bald now? You, like, shaved your head? Or?
Yeah, it's all gone, man.
Wow, like nothing even on the sides?
Uh-uh. Nope. Oh,
wow, the game got premier status now. It's up on the top.
Yeah, they pinned it.
Yeah, I pinned it up there so everyone can find it. Yeah.
Now listen to this, though. Next year, the Arizona Cardinals have a home game against the Indianapolis Colts.
Uh-huh.
And there's a guy that I know who has season tickets to the Cardinal games on the 50-yard line.
Ooh, yeah.
He's given me the tickets.
Nice.
I am going to put a blue horseshoe on my head. I'm going to paint it on there.
Well, it'll be easy to see you then when you're at the game.
Couldn't you just dye your hair blue?
Well, he has no hair.
No, I want the horseshoe on my head for good luck. A horseshoe is good luck.
Yeah. Now, Lieta, are you just going to paint it on your head for the game, or are you just going to leave it up there for, you know, a couple weeks?
Until it falls off.
All right. Blue horseshoe on your head. I'd like to.
But listen, we got this gambling competition, though. And we've been going since April 5th. We're April 8th now. But as of April 8th, we got 15 kids who want to go after my title belt, including the kid that's on the phone, Little J. Because Little J, he says, oh, he wants a rematch and all this, all this and that. He's old. Man, the kid's got excuse after excuse, man. It's crazy.
Yeah,
but,
Lil J, how's that working out for you? You go back into the competition, or how are you doing so far in the gambling thing?
Not too hot.
Oh,
yeah, there's 15 people. There's 15 people, and he's 10th.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah, I mean, he keeps picking these Yankees, and I already told him the Yankees were going to be in fourth place. But every day, man, every time you get to pick, like, between 3 and 5 games a day,
man,
it's a no-brainer that he's picked the Yankees every goddamn day.
Oh, this is a good topic, though, because during the Yankee game today, Sterling, the announcer for the Yankees, called out Teixeira's home run, and he says, it's a text message from Teixeira.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But this kid, we got a new kid that came on the board named Tan Quito. Never heard of this kid. He's running away with the competition now.
Ooh, really?
But also,
a kid named Joe, who little Jay knows pretty good, I guess. That kid
yeah.
whooped us in the fantasy. This kid, why does this kid beat you in everything, little Jay? I don't understand, man. He's in second. Croatian Sensations in third. Then we got the kid in fourth. Socknorb 777's in fifth. Then we got a bunch of other non-factors rest of the way down. UMass Damashek signed up and ain't made a pick yet. He's in last place with negative 600 points. What an idiot, man. This guy, man, he signs up for a game and then don't play it. You know, don't do that to me. If you want to play my games, sign up and play. It's not that hard. No.
Yeah.
Don't fool me.
He's only fooling himself, Dad. He's only fooling himself.
Yeah, I know,
disrespect.
Man. I know.
Disrespect.
I know. You know, when I call a guy's show and keep his show going and all that, you know, he was about to cancel it a few weeks ago, and they called me and said, listen, can you call my show because I'm about to get canceled? I said, oh, sure, I'll call. I'll do a guy a favor. And look how he treats me, man.
Well,
put him on the bad side. He's on the bad side, man. Put him down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you love the UMass Bill. He's on the good side, right?
Yeah, that guy, man, he's a real knowledgeable kid, man. UMass Bill, he knows a lot. But the thing about UMass Bill, you know how, like, we got a whole world, like, we got a whole United States?
Uh-huh.
He only knows about Massachusetts. There's 49 other states.
And you know about them all yet.
I don't think he knows that there's 49 other states. I think he thinks everything rotates around Massachusetts.
Huh.
I don't know. That's just what I think. And he loves that John Calipari, one of the most cheatingest coaches I've ever seen in my life. But he don't acknowledge it. He wants to talk about he wants to talk about all this other coach stuff is bad, bad, bad. But he don't even acknowledge he's got probably one of the top two or three crooks in the world that he loves as a coach.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the guy's in with him. I don't know. He's in what you call it, cahoots.
Yeah.
Hmm?
I got a question. College basketball mascot, the Nickel State.
Nickel, N-I-C-K-E-L-S?
N-I-C-H-O-L-L-S, Nickel State.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. That's like that's in one of the jankiest divisions you could ever even be in, man.
I think I stumped you.
Oh,
no, hold on. Nickel State. Good Lord. I don't even know what that would even be, man.
Hey, Hammonds, I can hear you mashing.
No, you don't hear me mashing nothing. You don't hear me mashing nothing because I don't roll like that. I don't roll like that, man. I don't know it. I know they're in the Southland Conference, but I don't know what they're called, man. They're either called like... Jesus Christ, man. I don't know what Nickel State is.
I can hear those Hammonds.
I'm not even by my... No, I don't know it. I'm telling you, I don't know it.
All right, he doesn't
know. The Colonels.
I didn't know
Colonels.
It. Huh?
The
who?
The Colonels.
No, I mean the Colonels, man. That's the Colonels.
The Colonels.
Christ, man, the Colonels. What the hell? You don't even know how to talk, man. All right, you got me on one, man. Jesus Christ, man.
What?
Little Jay got you.
Yeah, he got me on one. One out of a 2 million.
Nickel State. But speaking of sports trivia, Ed, are you and the Dave still going to go head-to-head in the sports trivia?
He said that he told me today on his show that the questions they got, I guess his girlfriend Sass was reading them, and she said that there were no good questions.
It's a he, and his name's Skyler. But yeah, so
girlfriend, I think.
There's no good questions because
He said they were questions that were just like really, like, real stupid, for one. He said whoever wrote all these questions and were, like, real nitpicky questions that no one would even know. I mean, like who wears number 13 for the Sacramento Kings? Jesus Christ, I mean, what year, you know?
I think I wrote a pretty good one. Let's see if you can get it.
All right,
give it to me.
All right. Who is the smallest active basketball player in the NBA?
This season?
Smallest active player in the NBA.
Well, there can only be one guy, right?
Oh, Earl Boykins.
See, it's a trick question because Earl Boykins.
Oh, Nate Robinson then.
He's not on. He's not on a roster right now, so it's got.
Oh, did he get cut? Did he get cut?
No, he just never got picked up. He's on waivers.
Oh, I thought he was on the Nuggets.
Nope, Nuggets released him earlier in the year, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll say Nate Robinson then.
Well, you got it wrong the first time, and since
no,
I told you,
no,
you get no,
no
credit, but I appreciate you clarifying.
Well, how about this, Ed? I'll write up a bunch of questions for you to take on the Dave, and then I'll give you all the questions ahead of time, and you can, like, cheat. What do you think?
Maybe we should stop talking about this on the air, though, so I can just act like a whiz kid up there.
I don't cheat.
Yeah.
What you
got to
do, too, is you got to say, if I beat you, Dave, you got to
okay,
give me $1,500. Little
J. Give
me a bowling ball.
Little J. TCU. What's their mascot?
Oh, I'm not good at this. You're good at this, aren't you?
Wrong. What's Syracuse? What's Syracuse?
The orange.
Hey, you're right. I thought you were going to say orange, man.
Hey, the Ed, TCU, Horned Frogs, right?
Yeah, you let a hockey guy beat you on that one.
Yeah, that's right. You let a hockey kid beat you. All right, little Jay, anything else for the Ed? I think we have another caller on the line, actually.
Well, I'll let you guys go. Did you tell about Ed? I don't even know if I told you I switched the name of our team in the baseball.
Oh, to the goddamn losers. To the little Jay, he don't know how to draft team? Is that what it was?
Hey, listen, Dale,
you
got to steal with the trade, but... But nonetheless, we're winning right now. Our first week.
All right, man. All right. No one.
And I renamed the team. It's Miller time.
Yeah, it's Miller time, Ed.
Oh yeah,
back
we're winning
to your
now.
Baseball days. Yeah.
We're winning now. Right. your goal is now. You think we'll win?
Yeah, you win. Huh? Hey, Ed, what did your teammates say when you got a hit? Do the little imitation.
I don't know.
Huh? They said, It's Miller time.
I don't care nothing about those guys, man. They're dead to me.
My favorite about that story was when they told Ed he couldn't play. Ed said he sat there like a sad dog with his nose poking through the fence.
Yeah, very sad. Very sad. All right, little Jay. Well, thanks for calling, buddy. We appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Take it easy, guys.
And good luck in the gambling competition. There he goes, little Jay.
All right. Adios.
Fag.
Yeah. That is not nice, Ed. He was kind enough to call your show. And
you're supposed to hang up on him. You're supposed to hang up when I said it.
Ed, that's not nice. All right, now, I believe our old buddy Street Dreamer's on the line. Remember,
is he?
Yeah, I think so. We'll see if he wants to talk. I can never tell now because of blog talk, but we'll just see. Hold on 1 second. Street Dreamer, are you there, buddy?
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah, there he is.
Hey,
who is this, Matt? This Matt, the Street Dreamer?
Yep.
Hey, man, this guy's a real good kid, man. Yep. He wrote me a good letter one time, man. I was appreciative of it, man.
Yeah, good job.
Yep.
Yeah, I haven't been able to call
in
since then. Because I know I heard that NASCAR is coming to Las Vegas for their awards banquet.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's all we need then.
Well, so NASCAR's going there, and the NHL's going to be there for their awards banquet. And I don't know if people heard this last night, but the Ed is going to be a correspondent, maybe, and cover the NHL awards banquet for the LCS hockey. Maybe you can cover the NASCAR thing, too, the Ed. What do you think?
No, I ain't doing that, man.
Why don't you like the NASCAR, Ed?
It ain't no sport. It's an activity, man. It's a game of skill. You know, it's not. Those guys are out of shape, big fat loser bums. You know, those guys ain't. That's like golf, man. Golf's going in that same category, man. I mean, there's like. Plus, here's why I don't like it either, man. I'm gonna tell you a reason why. NASCAR does some tricky stuff. Now, you guys may not understand it or may not agree with it, but it's a true story. Back when NASCAR came to Indiana, to Indianapolis, they had something called the Brickyard 400.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Some friends of mine in Indiana bought tickets to this bogus event. They had tickets for 4 years. No, 3 years. 3 years they had tickets. Every year you got to send in your tickets and say, oh, yeah, you know, we want to re-up and all this stuff like that. Well, the fourth year, NASCAR sends them a letter and says, oh, we apologize. We did not get your ticket request in time. Unfortunately, we have sold your tickets, and your tickets now have to, you know, take some other bullcrap tickets. Okay? Well, come to find out, the people that were sitting in those seats the next year,
were corporation people because they were really good tickets. So
yeah.
NASCAR took those tickets and says, "Hey, you know, we're going to give they say you know that you did something wrong, so that's why you lost your tickets, but they really gave them to sponsors." Okay? Now that seems kind of fishy, right? You say, "Oh, well, Ed, that might not be true, right?"
Actually, I would believe it.
Okay. Well, the reason why I know it's true is because the same exact people, when they came to Las Vegas, bought tickets for Las Vegas. The fourth year of the Las Vegas one, the same exact letter comes in the mail.
Oh, no.
And says, "Sorry, we did not get your request, but unfortunately we can give you these other tickets." And those tickets, because they were good tickets, are corporate sponsors. So this guy, he called NASCAR out on it. NASCAR ended up giving him tickets back to Brickyard and to the Las Vegas one because they don't want people to know that this is some kind of scam they're running.
Yeah.
Because he was going to sue them. Yep. They got the same exact letter. The same exact letter. You'd think that they'd change the format or something, but no, it was the same exact letter. Just the date was changed. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, you always have inside information on everything.
I know a lot of people, man. I know a
you
lot
do.
Of people.
Yeah.
Well, I can't help it.
No,
I can't help it.
Yeah.
Man, this show's flew by tonight, man.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes left. So
I know,
guys,
and we didn't play none of our calls. We didn't play none of our calls or nothing. What else you want to talk about, Street Dreamer?
I just been meaning to call you and ask you about that since you mentioned that in the email, and I haven't had a chance to call you. So.
Oh, well, you didn't even play. You didn't play the gambling competition. I thought you was a gambler.
Oh no, I stay away from things that I don't know anything about, and gambling's one of them.
Well, I hope you don't stay away from girls, man.
All right, Matt, on that note. Thanks
all
for calling the show, buddy. Take care.
Thanks.
There he goes, Street Dreamer. You can see him over at damashek.com. He's one of the guys on the message boards. So there you go, the ad. It's been a nice little show. You talked about dog walking and golf and baseball.
Yeah. They'll probably say, "Oh, this." Remember how last week they said, "Oh, Ed, that's your best show ever."
Yeah.
They'll probably say, "Oh, this is your worst show ever."
Yeah, this show wasn't very not too much excitement or pizzazz, but it was a nice little show.
I don't know. We had pizza and drinks.
Yeah, you ate some pizza, and I had my TV on really loud. It was great. I enjoyed it.
I don't know. It's kind of laid back. But next week, I promise, an hour and a half nonstop action from bell to bell, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, next week will be an extravaganza. We'll really pull out.
Oh yeah, we got a bunch of calls. We got songs. We got dancing, magic tricks, everything, man.
Yeah, nothing beats a good magic trick on the radio. It's tremendous. I love it. So, all right, Ed, anything else you'd like to tell the people?
Just don't let them talk bad about you.
We're having difficulties. Say it one more time, Ed.
I said don't let them talk bad about you. It's the Ed Show, not the Ted Show. It's the sit back, relax in your bed show. It's the Ed Show. Come on to the Ed Show. You can talk to Ed on the Ed Show. I like the girl with the booty in the front. But booty in the front. 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 I like the girl with the booty in the front.